Desmond, D-E-S-M-O-N-D, Abraham, A-B-R-A-H-A-H-A-M, 829-51. Date of visit, 11-17-2025. Mr. Abraham is in his 15th benefit period, which extends from 10-25 to 11-30-2025 period. Patient was seen today for sole purpose of face-to-face evaluation period. This face-to-face evaluation will be shared with the hospice medical director period. Desmond is a 74-year-old gentleman. No, Mr. Abraham is a 74-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of Parkinsonism. Patient has severe weakness, tremendous weight loss. One thing I see when I first walk in is that his tremors are much worse at this time and very noticeable period. Patient is very thin, much more debilitated, eating about 20% of his meals or maybe less, more confused. He's still having issues with hallucination, of course. That's a hallmark of his Parkinsonism, most likely with Lewy body involvement, period. His MAC is, as a result of his weight loss, has dropped down to 18 centimeters from 22 back in September. He also suffers from hypertension, hemiplegia, and hemiparesis following a CVA with right-sided weakness, contraction of the muscles right upper arm, dementia, anxiety, and protein calorie malnutrition, period. His blood pressure was 90 over 60. O2 side on room air was 92%, period. The weight loss is responsible for the reduction in his MAC, MAC. Caretaker, Ms. Z, tells me that he's much more debilitated and they don't expect him to make it to a Christmas, period. He has a KPS score of 40%. His dementia causes him to have an FHT score of 7B. His bowel and bladder incontinent, of course. He's sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day, which is much worse than before, not able to ambulate because of his weakness related to his disease, period. His activity level is much diminished. His communication is affected. He speaks in one word. He speaks one word and with a garbled speech most of the time, period. He's eating 30-40% of his meals. His dysphagia continues as a result of his disease and his comorbidities, which causes him to have difficulty with swallowing. Mechanically, soft diet is the best he can handle at this time, period. His current function, his PPS is at 40%. I said that FASD 7B, so we'll continue with that. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live.